These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You're welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock, firmly in the festive season now. What is it, 10 days until Christmas Eve? So 11 until the big day when many will sit down to a turkey and stuffing dinner. You can already get that sense of Christmas from Kyo's Crisps. Their turkey and roast turkey and secret stuffing, to give it its full title, crisps are out at this time of year. And listen, lots of companies like that bring out festive themed products. But Tom Kyo is with me. He's the founder and managing director of Kyo's to talk about, I guess, how we get to this point. So, Tom, what is the process, kind of from start to finish, when you think, right, we've got the classic favours, our kind of cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, but we want to bring in something new?
Great to be here, Kieran. Thank you very much. So I suppose, yeah, you're right. Cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, they actually account for about 80% of all the crisps that are sold in Ireland, which is incredible. We're unique. No country in the world is like that. We're cheese and onion crazy in this country. But the other 20%, that's where all the fun is. That's where all the new and innovative flavors come to the market. So the process, basically, it's a lengthy process to develop a new flavor. First of all, it's around obviously idea creation, and any flavor has to hit a few certain things to be part of the Kyo's portfolio. So, for example, we always hero a provenance Irish ingredient as part of our flavorings. And that's led us to work with some amazing people all around the country, from Gubeen Chorizo down in Scullin, County Cork, to, you know, Irish Atlantic sea salt on the Bear Peninsula. You know, there's lovely Irish ingredients in all our products. But starts with idea creation, and that could be us, you know, meeting one of these great flavour suppliers from around Ireland. It could be some of the team on holidays and they taste something really interesting. Or it could be just a market study to another market where we see what crisp flavours are on the shelf over there and say, okay, that's something that might work well here in Ireland.
What's the maddest idea someone's come to you with?
Oh, there's been some absolute crazy ones. we did a sushi and cereal bar for Jedward at one stage. Remember Jedward? Octopus blood and seaweed was requested by a customer in Japan, believe it or not.
No way. Yeah. And did you just politely say no? You didn't start that process. So
no.
Octopus blood and seaweed.
Crazy.
Can't see it flying off the shelves now, Tom.
No. Well, definitely not in Ireland.
No.
But it's really interesting because I suppose we're so lucky. We sell crisps in over 20 markets around the world.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how everybody's tastes change, even from a standard flavour like cheese and onion. Cheese and onion in America, we can't sell cheese and onion as cheese and onion because there's actually very little cheese in it. And the American consumer can actually recognise that. They call our cheese and onion an onion flavour. Where in Ireland, we've been brought up with this cheese and onion.
They want a kind of a deep nacho cheese probably flavour.
Yeah.
That's what they're expecting,
exactly.
Is it?
Whereas if an Irish consumer tastes that flavour, they actually think it actually tastes artificial tasting.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's actually a natural cheese, but it's quite a heavy flavour. Very difficult to sell in Ireland, but you'll sell it all day long in America.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the European market? What are kind of flavours that are specific to different parts of Europe?
Oh, very basic. Paprika is extremely popular in Germany.
Is it?
Yeah, paprika. And then, you know, it's as simple as lightly salted. Spain, France, lightly salted. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Our best-selling flavour in Germany actually was our roast beef and Irish stout flavour. They really love the Irish stout, the Stark beer, as they call it.
Yeah. Were there octopus blood and seaweed, you know, probably in it. As soon as that email comes in, I don't think it doesn't go very far. Have there been crisps that you've got to the point of actually producing and you just can't get right? You know, in theory, this should work.
Yeah.
Let's put all the work in. And then I don't know, you're kind of, whether it's you, whether it's a team of people, whether it's kind of secret shoppers, I don't know how you do it. But are there, you get to that point and you think, you know what, we just can't work it. It's not for, for whatever reason, it doesn't come together.
Yes, that has happened. And, you know, we would have a broad sampling panel around the country of families who we would test flavours with quite regularly. But at the end of the day, the final approval is done around the family kitchen table at home.
Okay.
And I've seen it time and time again, if it doesn't pass that test, it doesn't get onto the market. But then there's flavours that have really surprised us. Like, for example, our shamrock and sour cream flavour. It's the only natural shamrock flavoured food in the world. And I did that back in 2012 as a little bit of a laugh for St. Patrick's Day. Today, that's our third biggest selling flavour, and it's our second biggest selling flavour across America.
No way.
Yeah, and we actually took that off the market after St. Patrick's Day, and we got so many requests to bring it back that we ended up bringing it back as part of the portfolio. So it's really interesting. Yeah.
What's your biggest selling flavour in the USA?
Biggest selling flavour in the USA, believe it or not, and I only was looking at the figures this morning, is truffle and Irish butter.
Is it?
Yeah, and we cannot sell it here in Ireland. People don't buy it, but in America they
and
go crazy.
I can't even remember seeing it here on the shelves in Ireland. I mean, this is kind of a silly question. Say, what does it taste like? But what is it kind of similar to, truffle and Irish butter? Why do you think it doesn't resonate with the Irish palate?
There's nothing like it on the market.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's very, very different. But the truffle as a flavour, some markets really do like it. And for example, I brought you in a sample. I just picked it up in the testing kitchen as I was walking out to the farm earlier on. And we're actually developing a stronger truffle flavour for the for the American market, because that's been requested by a big customer.
This is the truffle and Irish butter. This is your big seller. I have to test this.
Try that.
This is your big seller. Oh yeah. It's a strong flavour, all right.
When you walk into the factory when we're producing that product, you would want to smell the truffle flavour in the air. It's incredible.
Oh, right. That's nice.
That is nice, yeah.
That is nice.
It is. Yeah. We supplied that to the Irish market 2 years ago and it actually didn't perform very well.
Mm.
Yeah. But in America, it just completely took off.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible flavour.
I wonder, is it just that truffle's not that popular? You go to US pizzerias and stuff and they'll have truffle pizzas and things like that. We tend not to have them here. So maybe it was just, people don't like change, Tom. People don't like change.
This one here is very interesting. That's the cashew blue cheese. Mm. And that's from, obviously, the Grubb family there and there, cashew blue.
Oh, yeah.
But again, I just picked that up from the testing off this morning. A customer in America that's actually requested a stronger blue cheese note. So that's got quite a strong blue cheese note to it.
It does. But if you like blue cheese, now that's good.
Yeah.
And I love blue cheese.
Yeah, it's a great flavour. I really do like that flavour.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. So, again, these are all Irish ingredients. That's kind of central to the...
Exactly. And it's, you know, to be fair, it's really important to us as a business as well to be able to deal with these other Irish companies to get ingredients from them. And we buy a lot. You know, we buy a lot of salt. We buy a lot of vinegar. David Llewellyn in Lusk there, he produces our cider vinegar and our apple balsamic vinegar. He's only over the road, you know. So I just love to deal with all these people around Ireland, you know, get these amazing flavours.
Well, listen, the roast turkey and secret stuffing is out in shops now. People will have seen it. And before long, maybe, who knows, maybe the truffle and Irish butter will make a comeback to Irish shelves. Tom Keogh, founder and managing director of Keogh's Crisps. Tom, thanks a million for coming into us. Happy Christmas.
Same to you, Ciarán. Happy Christmas.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.